This is Radio Superior 1940, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the lakes, station KUWS. It's Tuesday, May 28th, 1940. Jack McKenna saying hello. Hello, Lou Martin is standing by with the 6 o'clock news. He has stunning war news from Europe, and we'll have your favorite music from the hit parade. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Campus Garage. Get an almost new Chevrolet Master Deluxe Town Sedan with cloth upholstery and a radio. Just $535 at Campus Garage, where Superior's finest cars are sold. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, everyone. Belgium has surrendered. King Leopold orders his troops to quit, while 1 million Allied troops fight to escape the trap in Flanders and at Dunkirk. We begin our shortwave radio roundup report with Max Jordan in Berlin.
Germans here are hailing the capitulation of King Leopold's army today. They believe this means the collapse of the Allied main line against the English Channel in Flanders. Führer Hitler's headquarters reports the surrender is unconditional, with roughly 500,000 Belgian troops giving up. Informed sources here also say that King Leopold will remain in power, assuming Germany is victorious over the Allies. King Leopold himself asked for the armistice. A second announcement release here says the king made his decision against the majority of his government, which has fled to Paris several days ago. King Leopold remained in Belgium directing his troops. Leopold will also be put up at an unnamed castle somewhere in Belgium for the time being. The Führer issued orders for King Leopold and what Hitler called his brave troops be given the respects due them. He also called Leopold's act one of the most reasonable made by the king. This is seen as a sign that the end is near for the Allied army. Authorized quarters here say the best thing to avoid further bloodshed is for France and England to capitulate. Meanwhile, Luftwaffe air attacks on trapped Allied troops in Flanders pinned against the English Channel have intensified. The capture of the French port of Calais is said to be a great victory and proof the end is near for France. Occupation of Calais also means Germany has a much shorter distance for its bombers and navy to hold large-scale attacks on the British Isles. In Berlin, this is Max Jordan reporting, calling France. Come in, Harrison Salisbury in Paris.
Paris here. Harrison Salisbury, your correspondent. The surrender of the Belgian army by King Leopold is seen as putting the French and British forces in the gravest jeopardy. Fighting between the Belgian and German armies halted at 5 a.m., eliminating the entire Allied left wing. That wing was holding back an all-out German assault on the trapped Allied forces at the chief Allied base in Dunkirk. French Premier Paul Renault announced Leopold's surrender in a bitter, contemptuous speech today. He says the king never consulted the Allies. The Allies came to Belgium's aid after pleas were made by King Leopold on the May 10th German assault. Renault says Leopold quit against the unanimous wishes of his cabinet. He says the Belgian government in exile will try to reorganize the Belgian army, numbering about 500,000 soldiers. In fact, a British parliamentary delegation here repudiated the surrender, calling it a shame to the country. The French High Command, in its morning communique, number 535 of the war, told of the surrender, quote, "The military situation was aggravated unexpectedly in the north as the result of the capitulation of the King of the Belgians, whose army was engaged alongside British and French troops," unquote. A military source here says the situation is serious, but the Allies are taking new measures to face the situation. The British are successfully counterattacking at the Lys River. Mr. Renault says he knew dark days would come. He says they are here now. He reminded citizens that France has been invaded 100 times, but never humbled. To quote the Premier, "It is in the trials which await us that we will form France's new soul. Our faith in victory is intact. The strength of each soldier, each Frenchman, each Frenchwoman will be multiplied. Misfortune has always made France greater. We shall hold," unquote. In Paris, this is your correspondent, Harrison Salisbury. My colleague Virgil Pinkley is here with our second report from this besieged city. Yes, Harry, this flash just released to us from the Belgian government in exile. King Leopold has been deprived of his throne. Belgian Premier Hubert Perrault just declared over the radio that Belgian officials and soldiers were released from their oath of allegiance to the king. Mr. Perrault gave us an inside glimpse of how today's startling news developed. He said that without consulting his cabinet or the Belgian government, King Leopold opened negotiations with the Germans on his own and treated with the enemy. Quoting the premier, Belgium is astounded, but the shortcomings of one man cannot be imputed to an entire nation. We deplore the king's act. Belgium will fight on. We will raise a new army to fight alongside the Allies. Those capable of bearing arms will be mobilized. Others will do war work. We are passing through the most painful trial in our history. Whatever happens, we will remain worthy of those who fought from 1914 to 1918. Unquote. With the government in exile in Paris, this is Virgil Pinkley reporting, calling London. Come in, Webb Miller.
This is London calling, your correspondent, Webb Miller. Prime Minister Winston Churchill told Commons today that the British and French intend to ignore the Belgian King Leopold's surrender. He says the Allies will carry on with all vigor. Quoting the Prime Minister, nothing which may happen to us in this battle will relieve us of our duty to defend the world to which we have bound ourselves. Mr. Churchill's words were greeted with thunderous cheers. He declared that the news from the continent should not destroy confidence through disaster and grief in the ultimate destruction of Nazi Germany, and perhaps referring to tens of thousands trapped Allied troops at Dunkirk, Mr. Churchill told Commons to brace themselves for hard and heavy tidings in the coming days. He promised a full statement next week. Informed sources here say a massive effort is underway to evacuate the British Expeditionary Force from the beaches of France and Belgium. In London, this is Webb Miller speaking, calling the States. Come in, Westbrook Pegler in Washington.
Pegler here in the neutral U.S. of A. Opinions here are that should the Nazis prevail in Europe, they will turn their attention to this hemisphere. The speculation is that they will collaborate with their friends, the Japanese, Italians, and Russians. Although Colonel Lindbergh calls this hysterical chatter, there is solemn speculation as to what a defeated Britain would do with its tremendous fleet. Would they turn it to the Germans in an act of appeasement? Would they scuttle it? Or would they send it over to Canada? Whatever the case, President Roosevelt is likely to spend all of his remaining 6 months of his second term building America's defense. Insiders on Capitol Hill believe that means he will not have time for campaigning and will not run for a third term. My sources tell me that FDR would get behind a ticket of Secretary of War Cordell Hull and Attorney General Jackson. Even so, prominent men like New York Mayor LaGuardia, former Wisconsin Governor Phil La Follette, and George Norris are trying to convince the president to run for a third term. The GOP seems in disarray, especially after mainstays like Senators Arthur Vandenberg and Taft were shocked by a successful write-in campaign in the New Jersey primary by businessman Wendell Willkie. Don't write off Willkie, friends. This is Westbrook Pegler with the Scuttlebutt on Capitol Hill.
The official German news agency, Deutschland News Bureau, reports that Germany will allow safe passage of the liner Franklin Roosevelt to Galway, Ireland. The ship will pick up American refugees fleeing the war. A labor practice bill sponsored by Senator Robert La Follette of Wisconsin has been amended to not allow communists to do interstate work. North Carolina Senator Reynolds' amendment bans communists and Nazi Bund members. Kappa's Garage News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has these important words from our sponsor.
Here's what Kappa's has to say. You win. How about that, eh? Okay, you win. Here's the deal. 50 cars at practically giveaway prices. We risk everything. At these prices, we may even lose our pants. But we must reduce used car stocks 50% by June 1st. Save $50 to $100 now. No reasonable offer refused. For example, a 39 Chevrolet Coupe, or do you say Coupe, made for five passengers. Well, the three might be scrunched a little bit. Low mileage, spotless, $635. Or how about this 38 Chev Master Deluxe Town Sedan, green finish, Kanda cloth upholstery. Wow, $535. But here's really a buy. Boy, look at this. A 29 Oldsmobile, Four-door. $45. How can you resist that? That'd make a good one for the kids for graduation, eh? Well, I don't know what more I can say. I gotta leave it to you folks. Campus Garage, where the big sale is going on now. If you want to make an appointment, phone call 37. Just Superior, 37. You know, Lou, you drive a very nice car. How come you're still driving that desk?
Well, that desk and I go back many years. Lots of big stories.
Oh, leave it to you to get sentimental over a desk. I mean, it's got a broken leg. It isn't even sitting there even. It's not even. You can't use it.
Superior Attorney Carl Daly will take over the unexpired term of the late Circuit Court Judge W.R. Foley on Monday. Mr. Daly was elected to fill Judge Foley's term, which will expire in June of 1943. Court reporter Lionel Monroe has been reappointed by Mr. Daly. There's been a shakeup in the Bayfield County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Jelmer Frostman has appointed J.L. Andre of Iron River as the new undersheriff. In doing so, he dismissed Andrew Gidloff for what he says is a lack of cooperation. Sheriff Frostman also fired jailer Joseph DeMars and appointed O.H. Hogstrom of Mason to take his place. Ashland's Finest had a good laugh at the expense of one of their own. Desk officer Art Ruha took a call Sunday morning from a woman who said she found a stray child. Officer Ruha advised her to keep the child at her home until they got a call about a missing youngster. Minutes later, the phone rang. It was Mrs. Ruha.
You gotta be kidding.
No, that's right. She called to tell her hubby that their son, 2-year-old Marvin, was missing. Officer made a quick recovery by picking up young Marvin in a police car.
Now, we don't call you the best radio newsman in the room for nothing. That's Lou Martin, folks. Now let's check that weather forecast for this Tuesday, May 28th, 1940. Cloudy skies tonight. Oh, shucks. And partly sunny skies tomorrow with little change in the temperature. Look for a high tomorrow of about 60 degrees after a low tonight of 40. Let's roll out those snappy tunes now from the 1940 hit parade, folks. For your enjoyment, here's Kay Kaiser from his College of Musical Knowledge. This is Carolina in the Morning on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when he meets me in the morning.
Where morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories, I long to hear once more.
Strolling with my honey if when the sky is bright and sunny in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning.
If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Carolina, Carolina, Carolina.
friendly, familiar number, friends. That's Kay Kaiser and Carolina in the morning. Not the afternoon, in the morning on station KUWS. Well, I don't know about you folks, but if you're like me, you're looking forward to getting out on the lake this summer, boy. I can't wait. And one reason is because I just got a brand new Johnson Seahorse. Let's have a little applause, friends. It's the world's lightest alternate firing twin outboard motor. The Johnson Seahorse gets to 4,000 RPM and hold your seahorses, folks. It's got reverse. Get your Johnson Seahorse outboard motor at Hagland Boat Company, where it's on sale for only $82. At Hagland Boat Company in South Superior on Tower Avenue. With visions of enjoying the great summertime here at the head of the lakes, here's Russ Morgan and Cruising Down the River on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon with one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon. The old accordion playing a sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. The birds above all sing of love, a gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. Softly falling rain. Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Ah, yes indeed, yes indeed. I can feel those waves rocking the boat now. Ooh, I'm getting woozy. That's Russ Morgan and his orchestra with Cruising Down the River, folks, on station KUWS. Hey, stop by King's Grocery, folks, and get your plants for Decoration Day. They have a full line of Decoration Day pansies, geraniums, and petunias. King's Grocery, your neighborhood grocery store at 104 North 12th Street. Open Decoration Day. Hi, Lou.
I can't believe that you bought a new outboard motor. You loved your old Evinrude.
I did that. That's true. Look, there comes a time in every man's life when you have to part with the things you love. Especially if it's got 4,000 RPM parts.
Yeah, but you don't even throw away your old shirts.
Well, funny you should mention that. I cleaned out my closet this spring. It's time to move on. It's time to get rid of that old desk, Lou.
Well, I can get that fixed. But I don't understand your turning over a new leaf. You've always had your favorite coffee cup, your favorite sweatshirt,
favorite socks, favorite cereal bowl. These are my favorite things, Lou.
You even had a favorite old chair. That old thing got tape on it to keep a spring from stabbing you in the back.
Not anymore. This is the new Jack you're looking at, friends. No more looking back. So on with the music, friend. It's a new day, by golly.
Yes, indeed.
Here's Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with vocals by Cy Oliver and Joe Stafford with Yes Indeed on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Yes, indeedy do. The fine sounds of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, brand new to the 1940 hit parade, folks.
Let me welcome Morgan Murphy, publisher of the Superior Evening Telegram, with today's editorial opinion. Good evening, sir.
Oh, thanks, Lou. The world's crisis may be Superior's opportunity. Not that we want to take advantage of the tragedy that's going on in Europe, but there is an opportunity we must seize. Regardless of the outcome of the war, there's little doubt that the United States will have to carry out a far-reaching defense program. This means spending billions of dollars and expanded industrial activity. With its many natural advantages of Lake Superior and its railroad and water connections, Superior should be in line to revive shipbuilding. Superior would also be perfect for an aircraft plant. Superior's airport has lots of adjacent land for aircraft manufacturing and testing in South Superior. There are many other advantages that Superior affords: coal docks, power plants, warehouses, close proximity to the iron ore mines of Minnesota's Iron Range and Upper Michigan's Gogebic Range. Yet, our remoteness makes us virtually impossible for enemy attack. Superior demonstrated during the last war that it could effectively carry out defense industries and then ship items by rail or by sail. That's this man's opinion, Lou.
Superior Evening Telegram publisher, Morgan Murphy.
Hey, Murph.
Hey, Murph.
What's your favorite old thing that you'd never get rid of?
You mean antiques? I happen to be a collector.
No, not that kind of old stuff.
Well, I do treasure my old letter sweater from collegiate days. I wear it to reunions, even though my wife strongly urges me not to. It's a little worse for the years. Why?
Oh, I just figure everyone has their favorite things, even if those things aren't special to anyone else. Thanks, Murph.
Murph?
Sorry about that Murph thing. Jack sometimes assumes familiarity by making up nicknames.
But he calls you Lou.
Mart doesn't have a very good ring to it. Gather around that old Philco, folks. Here's a number to get your toes tapping. Tommy's brother Jimmy Dorsey and Green Eyes on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Your green eyes with their soft light, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies. So deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come.
Big band sound of Jimmy Dorsey and Green Eyes, with singing by Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberly on station KUWS. Before we call it an evening, folks, Lou Martin is in with these bulletins.
From Paris, as King Leopold surrenders his armies today, Allies launched a major bombing campaign on advancing Nazi troops. This aerial attack will cover the retreat of the British and French forces at Dunkirk. Also from France, the French Air Association, representing World War pilots of the Lafayette Group, canceled Charles Lindbergh's honorary membership. Colonel Lindbergh was given the honor after flying solo across the Atlantic in 1927, but has angered many in France by being against American involvement in the current war, even at times praising Hitler's Germany. From London, Minister of Information Alfred Duff Cooper says it may be necessary to withdraw the British Expeditionary Force, but it will not be a defeated army. Also this flash, a war minister says the Belgian army has almost in its entirety given up as prisoners to the Germans. More than 300,000 soldiers surrendered. These are the latest bulletins.
That's why you want to keep that old desk.
Because King Leopold surrendered?
Yes, all that craziness over there.
And that's why you got rid of your old shirts.
Same thing, except opposite. You rode that desk through some tough times, Lou, during the Great Depression. Those coffee stains, those nicks in the wood, the dents in the drawers.
Maybe I'm looking for old, reliable things. We're all looking for some stability these days, even an old desk.
But it's a little more than that. Now isn't the time for you to discard an old friend, and that desk is an old friend.
But you're getting rid of your old things.
Well, she just isn't home much. We Americans are lucky people. Maybe we can stay out of that thing over there in Europe. Maybe we won't have a choice. So I'm going to splurge and get some new shirts and enjoy good things we've been blessed with.
So the reason that you're getting new stuff is the same reason why I'm holding on to my old desk.
Well, the difference is you can't wear an old desk.
Wear an old desk?
You've been repeating me a lot tonight, Lou. That's all the time we have, friends. We'll be back same time, same place, on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and the boss keeps a couple of old radio guys around. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKinnon wishing you, one and all, a good night.
You know, Jack, it'd be a good idea to also get rid of your old underwear.
Now, don't talk crazy.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1940, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, Duke Skorich, John Munsell, Don Mason. All events reported on Radio Superior 1940 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.